Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to have Michael Steineke, Vice President of Information Technology at EdgeNet, with us. Welcome, Michael.
Hello.
So, Michael, why don't you tell me a little bit about EdgeNet for those in the audience that have not heard of the company?
So, EdgeNet provides software and services for the retail industry in three basic segments. Selling solutions, which are designed to help consumers work with associates in stores to help find the right product they're looking for. In those selling solutions, we have two different main product lines, guided selling and visual selling. Our visual selling products are used to build outdoor projects like a deck for your home, for example. And our guided selling products are designed for helping you configure complex, configurable items. Specifically, our biggest customers are in millwork, so doors and windows.
And I would assume that this SaaS delivery is touching a lot of different types of products as you engage with customers. Can you tell me a little bit about other types of businesses that you work with?
Sure. So both of those application sets for guided selling and visual selling require a lot of product data. And that kind of took us to our third main product line that we do, which is product data collection and distribution. Having applications that are data-driven, we'd sell them to customers, and you know, the first thing the customer said, okay, so how do we get started? And we said, well, you start putting your data in. They'd ask us, where do we get the data?
Mm-hmm.
So that would always come back to, okay, well, it's your data. What do you mean you don't have your data? And it always ended up being an engagement with that customer to help aggregate and get the data necessary for our applications. After doing a few of these, we realized there was a need for that, and we needed it for our applications, as well as we had customers telling us they could use this data in other parts of their enterprise. So we created applications designed for collecting product data and then syndicating that out to retailers and search engines and the like. So we developed a system that lets you collect structured attribute value pair information for products. So when you want to go shop on a website for a product, you can actually do comparison shopping and things like that because our system is designed to normalize and have highly attributed and highly normalized data elements about all the different products that we collect data on.
It seems like a pretty simple value proposition, but I would assume that there's a lot of complexity that goes on behind the scenes to ensure the integrity of the data. And also the fact that you're scaling to hundreds of thousands of products within that data set.
Correct. And product data collection seems pretty simple on the surface. And then as you start doing it, you realize that it's more of a journey than it is necessarily a process, because there's always innovation in new products, which require new attributes, new values to be collected about those products and new classifications of products. And it's just never ending. It's an always evolving story about product information.
What is it from a technology standpoint that you know you need to rely on in terms of delivering the types of service that you want to your customer base and ensure a good experience for that ultimate consumer of these products?
Sure. Definitely, we want to make sure that all of our systems are, you know, always accessible by our customers. The product data collection systems are less critical than some of the other systems because they're actually used as selling solutions within our customers' facilities or online. Those definitely have a higher SLA and a different need to make sure those systems are always running for our customers. You know, when you go to design systems that are highly available and have disaster recovery in them, you really need to look at all the different levels of the architecture and, you know, how you're building your application, how they're hosted, and all those aspects of it. To me, the biggest foundational starting point in that is to make sure that the servers that you're hosting your applications on have fault tolerance in them to start with.
And it sounds like you're using some pretty enterprise-class system hardware in there as well from NEC.
Yes, all of our large systems are running on NEC servers. Their machine check architecture and the way that their enterprise class hardware is designed really gives us a higher availability for our applications and our customers just because of the architecture and the design of the machines themselves.
you're talking a lot about high availability, very robust enterprise solutions that you're running your SaaS applications on, Michael. Can you tell me a little bit about what your customer vantage point is in terms of the types of resiliency they should expect for their underlying data that is hosted through your SaaS solution?
So depending on what applications they are and what customers we're hosting them for, they all have different SLAs and different requirements that we have contractually. But when it comes down to it, all of your customers want to make sure their applications are accessible as much as possible, and that's what we want for our customers. We want to make sure that we can have them accessible and running to exceed the SLAs we have with them. And there are a lot of great technologies that we've instrumented from the operating system standpoint to allow for high availability and give us ease of maintenance to our systems and things like that, which all help increase the SLA. But when it comes down to it, if the hardware underneath doesn't have a similar robustness to it, you're not going to be able to achieve those SLAs for your customers. Our goal for our customers is they don't ever realize that there is something wrong, even if we do have a hardware failure.
A lot of folks think that platform choice doesn't really play a big role in terms of SaaS implementation. And you know, you're talking about a private cloud implementation. What would you say to your peers in terms of platform choice when it comes to selecting the right type of performance capabilities for any particular workload? And how do you guys analyze that within EdgeNet?
Data is really the foundation of all of our applications, no matter if it's the data collection applications or our selling solutions or whatever that might be. So we take the approach of looking at it from the database first. If you can have an architecture and platform that can easily handle a robust database system, any other type of software or system I need to host on that should be able to easily be achievable. So we kind of use the database as the high bar. And when you're looking at these enterprise class machines and comparing them to maybe a commodity machine, you start seeing a lot of differences in what the performance is you're going to get out of the CPU and how that architecture is throughout the system. With databases particularly, I need to make sure you have good I/O so you can read your data as quick as you can. So you need to look at, you know, how many I/O paths you have on that server. You need to look at what the RAM capability is on that server and how quick that RAM is being able to be accessed by the CPUs. And you have to look at the CPUs themselves and what's their cache. You know, how does that all play together? How many NUMA nodes does it have, et cetera? And how does that machine actually perform when you put your workload against it? With the enterprise class machines, it's definitely a step above commodity hardware. It's got more reliability. It has more I/O throughput. It has more level 2 cache. It's all of the things you need to make that database as performing as you can.
Where would you send our audience to learn more about your SaaS applications?
You can just go to edgenet.com and you can look at our easy guide applications or our M2O guided selling applications or even our Big Hammer visual selling applications or our easy data product collection.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for being on the program today. I hope to have you back at some point in the future.
Thanks a lot.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.